Citizens of the citizens, generally sponsored by the Mueller family, member of Henry Mueller, Sherman Pinchas, Ali Yalad, and our former Refor Shlema Hadassah Rechas Golda, in memory of the Chayal HaKadosh Ephraim Met Shmuel Hashem Yikom Damo, and John Cal for the Refor Shlema of his wife Sarah Cal, Sarah Baz Brindel, should have a complete Refor Shlema. We've been discussing the custom quoted by the Elio Rabbah, goes back to the Kitzer Ashla, and earlier than that, to insert psukim that begin and end with the first and last letter of our names at the end of the Amid, at the end of Lakai Netzur. Before the second Yu L'Ratzon, we say psukim. When I say psukim, I say it in the plural because the Igros Kodesh brings down, as do others. If a person has more than one name, then they say a pasuk corresponding with each of their names. Not only one pasuk, but if you have more than one name, then you say a pasuk. Someone asked me, where do you find it? Conveniently, in the back of your sitter. At least I know the art scroll has. In the back of the sitter, a list of psukim with the alphabet, aleph and the corresponding end, so that you can find exactly the psukim for your two names. We mentioned that this is done because there is a tradition that if we come to the next world and we don't recognize our name, then we won't be granted entrance. And so we'll suffer chibud hakever. And the way to avoid that is to remember, to invoke our name, to affirm our name, and to remember daily our name each time at the end of the Amidah. So what's going on over here? How does that help? First of all, what's Chibud HaKever? Chibud HaKever is a concept that goes back. It's a Kabbalistic concept, but it's associated all the way back to Tanaim, to the time of the Mishnah, that describes that when a person's soul is extracted from the body and we go to the next world, if we were imperfect, then we maintain some residue, some imperfection with us, and we need to get rid of it. We need to be cleansed and cleaned from it. Chibud HaKever. The stops that we make at a funeral between on the way to the grave itself are to correspond with the different levels and layers of the Chibud HaKever. The Arizal describes Chibud HaKever, person has a garment and it's covered with dust. You shake it out and you shake off the dust. So similarly, a person, they need to be removed. We shake off the spiritual dust before a person can fully go where they're meant to go. And that is about as much as I know about Chibud HaKever right there. The more righteous we live in this world, the less we'll have to suffer Chibud HaKever in the next. But there is a connection, the suffering of the Chibud HaKever with the soul. What is that? What is that connection? So it's brought down, the Arizal says, that the idea of knowing a name is knowing your specific Yetzirah. Each of us have our own weaknesses, struggles. We have the areas that we need to work on. When we identify that area, then we work on it. And specifically, the area where we have our greatest challenge is also the area where we can have our greatest breakthrough. So wherever we feel the most struggle is also the invitation or opportunity to identify the place that we can make our biggest contribution. So somebody who knows their name means they know themselves. They know their Yetzirah. They're able to tackle it and confront it, hopefully overcome it, and even transform it. But a person who neglects their name, doesn't know themselves, is not honest and true to themselves, doesn't identify their struggle, their shortcoming, then is not going to overcome it. And that's why Chibud HaKever, the result and the outcome of not overcoming it, will have to be something that's compensated and cleansed for in the next world. That's the Arizal. The Rav Dessler is brought down by the Rinas Chaim, by Rav Chaim Friedland, the Mashkiach Aponovich, Talmud of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler had a different interpretation. He says our name represents not simply an identifying mark. Gemara Chazal say that when parents give a name, they're endowed with a level of divine inspiration, because they're giving that neshama, that soul, that child, not just a label, it's a description of who they are, of our essence, of our mission, of our purpose, of our life. So what it means to know our name, says Rav Dessler, is to know not only the external, outside definitions of our life, not just how big our house is, what kind of car we drive, or what kind of fashion we follow, or how big our bank account is, all the external identities. To know one's name is to know the description of their essence, of their core identity, of their spiritual identity, of their mission, of their purpose, of their why, of the why of why we are here. So a person who knows their name is a person who knows their mission, and a person who knows their mission can pursue it. And to neglect our name is to neglect our essence and our mission. And if we leave this world not having pursued, at least pursued, fulfilling our mission, then that's something we'll be accountable for in the next world. Why do we associate a pasuk with our name? Because where should we all find our name? In Torah. Shishim Riba Osios LaTorah. We know that's not accurate, the count. But what does it mean? Do you include all the white spot, all the blank spaces with the letters? Whatever the tradition we have, the Megala Muko says, there's a letter in the Torah corresponding with each and every Yid. Every Jew, every person finds their mission, their purpose. The Torah inspires and informs the lives that we live and helps us address and answer the why of why we are here. There is a minig, in fact, brought down that during Hagbah, Shulchan Aruch says that you bow at Hagbah. There are sources that say you point, and there are even sources that say, though they're hard to find, you point with your pinky, even if that is the most popularly followed minhag. But there are sources that say that during Hagbah, when the Torah is lifted, one should specifically point and find the letter that is the beginning of their name. Because everybody's name can be found in the Torah, all of us, our lives should be informed and inspired, our mission should be coming from Torah. So therefore, says Rav Dessler, the idea of saying these psukim at the end of the Amidah that correspond with our name is that our name, our description, our identity, our mission, it comes from Torah. And the more we spend time in this world, i.e. three times a day at the end of the Amidah, affirming our name, I understand my mission, my name is found in psukim, my name is found in Torah, who I am, what I am, my eternal, immortal identity is found in the Torah, then I'll pursue that mission and hopefully fulfill that mission and therefore not be held accountable in the next world for neglecting or abandoning that mission. So again, you could refer in the back of the Siddur. You could find other lists online if your name doesn't appear there. It's brought down because there are some new names that never existed before. What if you have a name that you don't find the pasuk that begins and ends with the first and last letter of your name? So it's brought down by others that at least find the pasuk that begins with the first letter of the name. But this is a beautiful minhag, if you don't already have it, to adopt and to have that kavana when saying it, to see ourselves in the Torah.